Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday the 22nd of August 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 132, verse 17. It reads, "Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one." So we're coming towards the end of the psalm. David's made his promise to build a temple. God's made his promise to keep David's descendants upon the throne as long as they honor him. And God is saying he's going to make this horn grow for David. The horn, a symbol of strength and also a symbol of salvation, interestingly enough. The altars in the tabernacle and the temple had horn-shaped bits on them in the four corners, and the blood of the sacrifices was smeared on these. They were connected then with salvation, but also with power. 1 Kings 22, you can look up, and other passages in the Old Testament talk about this strength idea. So we've got strength and we've got salvation connected with David, because we're talking about the temple. We're talking about also the coming of the anointed one. Of course, David was God's chosen, anointed in that sense, but still God had another anointed to come, didn't he? And that anointed was Jesus Christ. And so there's a bit of a focus on David here, but I think also there's a bit of a focus on the salvation and the strength of the ultimate anointed one who was to come. And we see this in Zechariah's prophecy when he's talking about his own son, John the Baptist. Luke 1:67 to 71. Luke 1:67 reads, "His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, 'Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us.'" And on he goes. But here Zechariah is seeing, and he is prophesying, filled with the Holy Spirit, about the horn of salvation is coming, connected with the servant David, because Jesus is of David's line. Salvation from our enemies. Well, of course, our ultimate enemy is the devil, Satan, and the power that he has. And we are saved through Jesus from those powers because of Jesus' strength, because he has this horn of salvation for us. He has all the strength we need. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. "I heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.'" And amongst all those other things that Jesus is worthy of, they include specifically strength. He has the strength we need for our salvation. He has the strength we need to defeat our enemies. He has the strength when we are weak. He is our strength. I love the phrase in the song, "In Christ Alone." The first verse says, "In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, what fears are stilled when strivings cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand." And of course, we stand there here in the love of Christ, and we stand because of the strength of Christ, because he is strong enough for us. He has defeated death. He has defeated sin. And we bask in that strength. So we can be strong, though we are often weak. Yet we can be strong. Philippians 4, 12 and 13. "I know what it is to be in need, what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength." Jesus' strength wasn't for him alone. It was to be shared with us. What a powerful thing. What a glorious thing. That's something to celebrate today. We have the strength we need. Well, I hope that's an encouragement to you. Tomorrow we'll go on to look at verse 18. If you'd like to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. You can also find us on Facebook if you look up Northwest London Christian Church. If you could pop over to iTunes and give us a review on these podcasts and some stars, I'd be very grateful. But until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.